Sleeper, Act 1. The horror story concludes. Meanwhile, James is trying to figure out how and why, when he sleeps, he sees this eerie vision in his sleep that really torments him and really just tears him apart as far as trying to get himself through the night. Every time his eyes close, he just cannot get past the eerie vision of the sleeper. I don't know why I can't sleep. I just don't understand why this vision that I see torments me. What's going on in my life that I have to protect myself from something in my sleep? What did I do? I've never done anything to anybody. Why is this happening to me? I don't know. Maybe it's something that I did in my past that, you know, haunts me now, and I just can't get past it. Well, I was thinking about maybe going to a doctor and trying to see what he say. Maybe I should do that. I don't know. But this eerie vision keeps taunting me and haunting me to whereas I just can't sleep. Well, maybe if I talk to someone, I might be able to get past this. I don't know. I just don't know. Well, James, I think that you should do something about this. You can't sleep. You can't eat. What is really going on with you in your life? I don't know. I really don't know. Well, maybe you should do something different, more positive. Are you doing any negative stuff in your life? What's going on with you, James? Well, I'm just really confused about a lot of things, and I'm trying to put my life together and put it in order, but when I sleep, I'm just so tormented about this that I just, you know, can't focus on anything else. I try hard, but this eerie, scary vision of this thing that I called and named the sleeper just keeps tormenting me, and I'm wondering why. Well, James, I just don't know, being a person that's never experienced anything like this, I just don't know what to say about this. I think it might be something that might be in your mind. I don't know, you know, as being a doctor and someone who's been doing all types of research on things, I just never ran across anything like this. It's really new to me. So we might have to really seek out someone that's more experienced in these matters, because I just don't know. I've never experienced anything like this, James. So, being your doctor, I have to really advise you to seek out someone that's more experienced. Maybe someone in the psychology field or the paranormal field. Someone that really, really has the experience to talk to you about this and help you with this, James. Well, Doc, I don't know. I came to you for advice, and that's the reason why, you know, I'm really actually here, because I don't know what to do, and I figured a doctor would be able to help me. So maybe I will take your advice and seek out someone. Can you recommend anyone?
Well, James, I might have some colleagues in my field that might really help you through this. We have to see. And when we do find out who, we have to make sure that the understanding of this is something that we can all comprehend.
Act 1 concludes. James is trying to figure out why and how. He talks to his doctor to try to figure out why and how. He's going through these tormenting sleeps that he has, and he's trying to figure out things. Tune in to our next episode for further understanding of James and his sleeper horrors.